Rural areas are not known as great pockets of diversity, and much of what we lovingly call the state of Jefferson is rural, or at least close to the country, but that doesn't stop us from celebrating the diversity that does exist. Shasta County, specifically Shasta Lake, is home to the annual multicultural celebration tomorrow, February 21st. It's something of an institution now, since this is the 12th year of the event, to be held at Central Valley High School in Shasta Lake. Co-facilitators are Don Yost and Lee Macy, and they join us by phone. Hi, Don.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
It's good. It's good to have you here. And Lee Macy, you with us as well?
I'm here as well, and I guess you're still fine.
All right. Yes. Yes, thank you for all the concerns about the health. I was reading that Shasta County is like the seventh or eighth whitest county in California, but there's much more to the story, isn't there?
Of course. Of course. Yeah, you said you'd hear a little bit of history. Well, yeah, we did start in 2003 when a number of Mien families moved into the school district, and they wanted to thank the community for, you know, welcoming them and all that kind of good stuff. So we set up the very first multicultural celebration, and the Mien families provided food and a whole bunch of entertainment and other things, and it's grown from there to expand to many, many other cultures.
And if your listeners aren't familiar with the Mien people, they are a Southeast Asian people that came to this country after the war in Vietnam. They came here as refugees. So, and they're a great part of Shasta County.
And have been for about a generation now, it sounds like.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. We got about 100 students into the Gateway Schools that year, and that changed things a lot and expanded everyone's horizons.
Now, the Mien people come from a couple different parts of Southeast Asia, as I understand, but most of them were war refugees?
Right. Mm-hmm. I think most of them came from Laos, and that was, it's really been good. They just recently had a Mien New Year, a Lunar New Year celebration that we attended, and there are great activities surrounding that, but back to the multicultural celebration, that's the it was founded initially by the Mien people, and then we decided, well, I think the Hispanic community decided the following year to host an event, and it's just grown since then. A lot of groups are involved, and lots of ethnic groups, and we have an actual free lunch.
So there is such a thing?
There really is such a thing.
Maybe only in Shasta County, but there is a free lunch.
Okay.
For example, this year our menu consists of tamales from the Hispanic community, curries from the Sikh community. Let's see, the Mien people are going to provide a noodle salad. The Native Americans are going to provide fry bread and salmon, and
we've got some Indonesian noodles coming, some southern fried chicken, and some ice cream and snow cones. So it turns out to be a full meal.
It really does sound like that. And this all gets started what time at the
high school? Starts at 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. And at the same time as that is going on, we have a lot of community education groups that will have tables in the hallway at Central Valley High School, and a lot of interactive kinds of activities. And also in the high school, there will be three workshops. And Lee, do you want to say a little bit more about that?
Sure. One of the workshops will be. West African dance. There's a woman from Burkina Faso who will do a short presentation about how to do some cultural dances. The workshops are all 20 minutes. We have three rounds of them, so people could visit them all. So there'll be the West African dance. There will be introduction to signing, sign language. And in fact, the whole program in the afternoon, all the entertainment, will be accompanied by a signer. And then the third workshop is put on by First Five Shasta. It's a Triple P parenting workshop. So we've decided that it would be good to have a little bit of more. 20 minutes isn't super in-depth, but it's a little more in-depth than a quick glance into a different culture.
Sure. First Five Shasta is what now?
First Five Shasta. I think Don knows a little
First
bit more
Five
about
Shasta
that. First
Five Shasta is a group that's funded by a fund on tobacco in California, and it is important to provide education for preschoolers, making them ready to attend school. And as part of that, this Triple P parenting class will help parents to be better parents. So
give some basics to good parenting. And I believe that First Five Shasta will be giving out some books for preschool kids, too, at that time.
It's almost an embarrassment of riches at this event. We're talking about the multicultural cultural celebration coming to Central Valley High School in Shasta Lake on Saturday. Don Yost and Lee Macy are the co-facilitators and our guests on the Jefferson Exchange. Join us with your questions or comments, 800-838-3760, around the listening area, 800-838-3760, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Were both of you involved with the first multicultural celebration, which would have been about 11 years ago, I guess?
Well, I was working at Central Valley High School when that started, and that's where a number of the Mien students came in. And so I was instrumental in getting it started. And then after I retired, you know how retired people are. They have lots and lots of free time.
So we're told, but nobody ever seems to be able to find it.
So after Don and I retired, we sort of took over coordinating the project. And there's still a huge amount of support through Gateway. You know, all the parent clubs make donations to help support this. The students volunteer. Student artwork is displayed throughout the event, too. And so a number of teachers, you know, the art teachers in the district help with the getting the artwork together from the students.
And generally the artwork has a diversity theme, so it's appropriate for the event.
The reason I started asking about if you were involved at the beginning is you obviously were there, and so can give us some idea of compare and contrast. How different and how humble was the first one compared to what is being projected for this year?
Well, we had it in the small gym, for one thing, and we had all the community tables around the edge of the small gym, so it was very confined. We did have some artwork displayed. I don't remember how many people, maybe 300 or 400 people showed up, I would say. And the Mien families in the district did a huge amount of work. Not that they don't do it now, but they did all the food and they did probably a third of the entertainment. And since then, we've expanded it to many, many more groups of people and then the big variety of food. So no one group is just responsible. But I'll tell you, after the very first one, we thought, wow, how can we do this again? it was very successful, but it was not the, 800 or 900 people that it's become.
Well, even then it was a lot of work, and it sounds like it's a great deal more now, but it sounds like the key is getting it divided between lots of different groups of people.
And we have some wonderful volunteers that are key planners on this. We start meeting as soon as school starts in the fall, and we meet to do all of our various planning, and people just step up to the plate to say that they're going to be responsible for food or for various other kinds of things, getting donations. It's all the event today, or tomorrow rather, is all free. I want to emphasize that. We do accept donations, but everything is free. The other thing that we haven't touched on is the afternoon at 1 o'clock. We move from the cafeteria and the hallways of the school down to the large gymnasium where we have a lot of ethnic presentations. And this year at 2 o'clock, the Shasta Taiko drumming troupe will perform. So that's going to be a special attraction, because I know that they have quite the following, and it's an opportunity for people to see the Shasta Taiko perform for free.
And is this the first time the Shasta Taiko drummers will be performing at the multicultural celebration?
Yes, it is.
All right, so a bit of a coup there. I want to come back to the genesis of this, Don and Lee, because I understand the the exodus from Southeast Asia that occurred after the Vietnam War. But I'm just curious how the Mien people ended up in Shasta County. What drew them there?
Good question. I don't have any idea. You know, we had there was an influx of Mien people, and there was an influx of Hmong people that came right about the same time, another ethnic group from Southeast Asia. And most of them have relocated, I think, around Fresno.
Yeah, a lot in Fresno area.
Mm-hmm. And they tend to be farmers. But in terms of the Mien people, I'm really not sure what attracted them to Shasta County. I don't know if the climate's anything like Southeast Asia, or I'm glad you raised that question, and we'll have to ask some people to find out the details.
Well, it is interesting to look around, because you realize there are entire churches, for example, in Redding devoted to the Mien community. So there's a significant collection of Mien people in a couple different pockets in Shasta County.
Right. There's even it's not connected with JPR, but there is a Mien radio station, which is kind of unusual, I think.
Broadcast in the Mien language?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah, and there was a, you know, here's another thought, is there's a group here called Sikkim, which is a Southeast Asian Christian ministry, and it's a group that helps people with their citizenship. It helps people navigating being in a new country, and it is the only place like it that's north of Sacramento.
In the state of California.
In the state of California, yeah. And it was started around helping people from Southeast Asia. So maybe because that had started, it ended up drawing more people, or maybe it started the other way. I don't know. The group now helps people from, maybe it's 30-some or 40-some different countries they've helped in the last year. But it did start with Southeast Asian families.
All right, and so back to the history lesson again. Then you mentioned that the first multicultural celebration was a thank you from the Mien families of the community for how well accepted they were. Was there a concern when Miens were beginning to locate in the air that there would be some upheaval, some reaction, anything like that?
I don't know that there was a specific concern about Mien, but. You know, Northern California, excuse me, isn't always noted for its racial diversity and acceptance. Let's put it that way. You know, so you just want to be careful and, you know, head off any trouble, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm curious about the timing of the multicultural celebration. Was it just a matter of when everybody was available to do it in February? Has it always been in February?
Well, it started off being right after winter break, and that got way too difficult because everybody was off on a break for 2 weeks, and then suddenly here was a celebration. And then we've had to back it off a little because of Mien New Year celebrations have gotten bigger. Martin Luther King celebration comes at the end of January, so it just keeps backing off a little bit.
And we want to make sure that the students are participating in the celebration. And if we have a three-day weekend, the chances that their families will not be around increase a whole lot. So we don't schedule it on those three-day weekends in January or February.
Ah, right. You're missing President's Day weekend as well. And I don't think
right.
The Oscars is going to take anybody out of town anyway. When this started, Lee, did you think it was going to go a dozen years?
No. I wasn't even sure it was going to go 2 years. Tell you the truth. In fact, I think it was the second year we had it. There was a big snowstorm more in the eastern part of the county, and it was raining like crazy here. And I had calls at school every day. Are you going to cancel this? Are you going to postpone it? And of course not. You know, we couldn't. We had way too many people involved. You know, we had the food set up. We had people coming for performances and you know, how do you cancel an event when there are going to be 400 or 500 people showing up.
We're going to take a couple more minutes here and talk more about the 12th Annual Multicultural Celebration coming to Central Valley High School in Shasta Lake Saturday from 11 to 3. Don Yost and Lee Macy are the co-facilitators and our guests on the Jefferson Exchange. And you can join us at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. And feel free to tell us if there are multicultural celebrations in your town as well that you'd like people to know about. It sounds like, Lee, over the years, this has sort of developed its own gravity, its own magnetism, that more people are interested in coming to the event as it continues.
It definitely feels that way. And the other part is that's sort of developed is that I think people don't always know, as you started out saying, that there is diversity in this area. And it every now and then it just feels like we've let out some secrets about what's hiding around here in Shasta County. You know, not everybody knows about the taiko drummers, for instance. Not everybody knows about Native American drumming, and that's always part of it. We have three groups from the Anderson, well, they say Anderson Teen Center, but they're not all teens, that do ballet folklorico dances in absolutely stunning, beautiful dresses, and they're going to be there this year. There's a Philippine group that will do the tinikling. I don't know if you've seen that. They're sort of two long poles that people dance between.
They're getting clapped together and on the ground?
Right, and then people manage not to break their ankles and fall over and all those kinds of things.
I guess the question then is do you have to actually invite anybody, or has this developed enough of gravity or magnetism that people just want to be part of it every year?
Well, people want to be part of it, and that in fact has become a little bit of a problem because we've had so many people that want to be part of it, and of course we don't want to leave anybody out, that sometimes the afternoon program has just gotten too long. You know, it's hard to sit on high school bleachers for over 2 hours,
right,
even if you're having a good time. So we've really had to limit it, you know, to fewer participants. But we hope people will still come, and we encourage people to wear their ethnic clothing. We have a grand march that comes in the gym in the afternoon, and we carry international flags, and you know, people show up in their regalia or their traditional clothing.
And the Grand March is led by the Vietnam Veterans Group here, and they carry the American flag and the California flag, and so we have a patriotic observance as well. So I think we're going to have somebody singing the national anthem before the afternoon program. That starts at 1 o'clock. I'm not sure that we mentioned that. So
you did, yeah. So that's when you moved down to the large gym.
Right.
Right.
Okay, and that goes till 3, is that right?
Right, 1 to 3.
Okay. So it can be a potentially long day, but it sounds like there is no shortage of things to do.
And one thing we instituted last year that I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. We have had last year we had a flash mob, which got people out of the bleachers to come down onto the gym floor and dance,
stretch a little bit,
and stretch a little bit. You know, it helps to do that kind of thing when you've been sitting on high school bleachers for a while.
That helps. So are people practicing their moves for the flash mob?
Oh yes,
that's our dog. Yes. Seeing our cat out the door.
Ah, okay, making sure he gets out okay. Any ideas for whether this will, I mean, it sounds like it's big enough now. This certainly has some momentum built up and will continue year to year. But, I mean, is there a theme each year for that matter?
Oh, there is a theme, let me tell you. We rack our brains every year coming up with a theme. I was looking back over, the very first one was New Year, New Beginnings. And then I think one of my favorites actually was the one with, it was on the 10th annual. It was Choose Diversity, because we realized, you know, diversity doesn't just jump out at you. You have to make an effort to find it and then of course appreciate it. So this year, embracing our differences, what we've had, honoring humanity, unity in crucial things, diversity in important things, generosity in all things. You know, think about things we hear all year long and observe and manage to come up with a theme. every year.
Is there a pretty good afterglow after the multicultural celebration? Is there a pretty good feeling that kind of settles over the community and lasts, I don't know, weeks, months, something?
I think so. I think people really like doing this. I think people like coming to it. And, even the planning meetings are fun.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a good crowd.
You're the first person I've ever heard say meetings are fun.
Well, these are, there are people that we don't see all the time, in the other parts of the year. And then beginning in September, as Don said, we meet about once a month. And then as the event closes in on us, it's every other week and then every week.
But it's a little social gathering in our planners somebody each time volunteers to bring some refreshments, and it is an enjoyable meeting.
And so how many people does it take to pull the whole thing together? How many people are on your planning committee?
I think our email goes out to about 20 people or so, and sometimes we have mostly it's somewhere between 15 and 20 people that come to the meetings. And then when the event actually happens, we have all these volunteers from California Conservation Corps, AmeriCorps, Sheriff's Department, Explorers, and lots of students, the Diversity Club and the Associated Student Body Group at the high school always participate. And we have a student that is the stage manager to help people get ready to go out and perform. And it's the old takes a whole.
Takes a village.
Takes a village.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you got the whole village. It sounds like
a couple of students. I guess we have three this year that are going to be co-MCs of the event in the gymnasium. So we try to involve the students as much as we possibly can. Speaking of numbers earlier, the only way we have any idea of how many people attend is to count the number of trays that we use to serve meals. And I think a couple of years ago, our maximum was around 900 people.
All right. Well, it's a big event, the Multicultural Celebration at Central Valley High School in Shasta Lake, Saturday 11 to 3. Don Yost and Lee Macy, the co-facilitators, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you so much.